Listen to Lois. What's on your mind, Lois?
Well, hi. I understand you have a couple of lines written there for you. To embellish on that, I took a fall on my left wrist and arm early summer.
Ow.
And, it hurt. But and the doctor had, I went and did an x-ray of my wrist, which actually was fine. And considering that I'm almost 70, I found that kind of reassuring.
Good news, yes.
However, the x-ray did pick up a non-union fracture of the scaphoid bone that I traced back to when in my 20s.
Oh, my.
I was hit by a big, heavy old Cadillac, and they didn't x-ray my arm at that time, just my neck. And so anyway, I've had acupuncture and this and that for it. Let me sit down. I might think better.
Okay, go
for it. Anyway, in other words, nothing seemed to break, but there is a lot of soft tissue there, and I've been doing some things for it. But the main thing I was wondering about was my doctor wants me to go to one of a handful of practitioners, none of whom I know, that are affiliated with a major medical institution in the area. And I, having worked in the health field myself, I recall the things around the hand and so forth. I'm not saying these aren't good people. I simply don't know anything about them. And one of the physicians I worked with had made a point to refer people to very specific individuals that he knew from his own experience were really the best he could. I've been a little hesitant to go, and also low money. Now I have some money. But I wanted to try some things that, here's what I understood about that visit, is that that visit would not involve any treatment. All it would involve is that somebody would take my x-rays and stuff and look at them and then probably decide just whether or not I should have an injection, a cortisone-based injection. Now, I'm looking at this wrist, and however I've managed to do it, I've gone about 45 years without any treatment other than more holistic care for all of me. And it actually has been coming along quite well. And what I've done in the meantime, while I haven't done this appointment, is that I have gone to Baxter's Physical Medicine Clinic, which I really highly recommend to anyone. And what we tried with this was cold laser.
Yeah.
And it seemed to really help. I'm starting to get more discomfort in the wrist I'm surmising it's because there have been, sort of junk tissue in there that maybe kind of stabilized it, and perhaps this treatment is breaking up the adhesions and granulation and whatever's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then that leaves me at a place where I'm not exactly where to go, and so it's been a week or two where I've not done the laser with it, and I'll just see. But there's another thing I'd heard of to try, which had to do with magnet therapy, and I'm starting to look.
Aha, good for you, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe because there was a part A, this, and also a part B to my question. So, yeah, at this point, why don't we say, what do you think are fruitful avenues I might check? And obviously you think the magnet thing is a good idea?
I obviously do, ma'am. And there's even some orthopedic surgeons out there who recommend magnets for accelerating healing, and sometimes it'll work on things that haven't healed in a long time. Now, that's not the only thing, though, so I'm going to back up for a moment to the work of Professor Stanley Jacob from the University of Oregon. What Dr. Jacob found was that a substance called DMSO, which one can find in the usual places.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Okay.
Yep. What that does is it speeds up healing. Now, at the University of Michigan, where I went to medical school, there was actually a pathologist who was following the work of Dr. Jacob. And what he explained to us all is DMSO doesn't heal anything all by itself, but what it does is it makes it possible for the cells to get rid of damaged material that's trapped inside, and it helps the transport of repair material. It's kind of like it opens the doors and gates so that the junk can come out and the repair can be done. And that's what DMSO does. So there was a study of people who beat each other up for a living. They're called boxers. And what they found is the boxers who applied DMSO to be where they'd been thwunked and bruised healed in roughly 60% of the time that the, maybe it was 67%, I think it was one-third quicker, than the boxers who didn't use the DMSO. And, by the way, nobody ever OD'd on DMSO. The only thing that DMSO can do to you is make you smell kind of sulfury. So you can't apply it before we go to church or something. But other than that, applying DMSO, if possible, morning and evening can help things heal. But it doesn't do the healing itself. Now, number two, those magnets. Wow. Now, magnets can do a heck of a lot. What I'd suggest you do there is go online to and put in these words, magnets.
Okay.
Doctor, and you can put in DR, and then you can put in Philpott, PHILPOTT. PHILPOTT.
Oh, that's the doctor's name?
Yes, and it's all one name. It's not Philip Pott. It's Philpott.
Okay, with the DR in front of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what will come up is a whole bunch of stuff about magnetic therapy, about Dr. Philpott's career, a lot of which was spent in studying the healing therapy of magnets. And oddly enough, even though he's no longer with us, his family continues his legacy, and they continued the online store that Dr. Philpott had. And no, I do not work for them, and they don't pay me any money. They don't even know me. But I know that people who've gotten magnets from that source have promoted their healing. And then if we apply that DMSO, that makes things go faster too. So those are two suggestions I have for you, ma'am. And neither one of them can do any harm except give you sulfur breath for an hour or two after you apply the DMSO.
Oh, okay. Actually, that's interesting. I called into your show a few weeks ago, and I was finding out about DMSO. I've also been using it in other places in my body on that side that have similar kind of problem, not a broken bone, but crud,
Okay, ma'am.
And I tried the thing of putting on the CBD cream and then adding the DMSO later. So I already have
good
the
for
DMSO
you.
With aloe, and that's encouraging that I can use some of what I already got.
You save a little money that way, yes, as well as have it help you.
Have fewer bottles in my cupboard.
There you go.
So, this is great. Now,
and, ma'am, I'm going to say one last thing, and that is that stay the blink away from cortisol shots.
What I wanted to do is leave it as a last resort. What I'm wondering is can I safely not ever do it, or is there a circumstance where maybe...
Ma'am, it's like this. Cortisol interferes with wound healing. No kidding. Why would we want to give somebody a shot of something that interferes with wound healing? It does settle down inflammation, but it also interferes with healing. So you just don't want to be using a cortisol shot for something that wants to heal.
Okay. Well, and I also wasn't real happy with the idea that I would be paying for a doctor visit where all they would do would give an opinion whether or not I should have one. And then I don't know where I go for the treatment, but... You know, the clinic I go to is so busy, I hardly have time to talk with my physician.
That's sad, I know.
But now, I'm trying to think if there's any other odds and ends about that aspect. But the part B of my question is that I'm attempting to give clear and useful information to my physician. And, of course, that's difficult because they're so time-bound. But I did discover, in the process of sharing information with him, that I have been telling them about the other supplements that I take and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a very clear understanding from him that he considers all of that kind of garbage.
A lot of them do.
And I know that they don't pay a lot of attention to, but what I recently seem to find out is it's not so much that they don't think they're of any value. What I heard and you can answer this or not. What I am given to understand is it's not so much what the doctor knows about what to recommend, but that the state medical board prohibits them from dealing with a lot of this natural stuff. And it's a so that's where the requirement to focus on the patented pharmaceutical medication and be basically hands off on the other stuff. Now, I don't know what I've said that is true or false, but I figured I could still do what I want.
Yeah, ma'am.
Because this is supposed to be a free country.
No, it's not, ma'am. It is not a medically free country. It's a medical dictatorship.
It feels like it.
And the dictator is back in Washington, D.C., and it must be the spirit of King George III, the way they behave, but it is not a free country. You cannot advertise the truth about any supplement. Even if you have the actual research paper, you're not allowed to post it online so people can read it. So anyway, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you're right. Someone did a computerized survey of all the decisions that the medical board had made for a number of years, and they found out that they come down much harder on physicians who use natural treatments and happen to be MDs than they do on physicians who use patent medicine things. They give them much lighter sentences to do things and so forth. And that was a big old computer survey that someone paid for, and that's what they found. So whoever told you that was correct. I'm sorry.
Okay. And I don't remember who, but I heard it kind of from several sources. What my question with that is, how do I work with a physician?
You find a naturopathic physician, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, I also have one. I go see a naturopath at your clinic, and that's probably where I'm getting recommendations for the things that he doesn't like. And if money grew on trees, I would be exclusively naturopathic. But the reality is,
gotcha.
Need somebody. So I'm wondering how to work with this person in the ways. Do you have any suggestions? That's really what I'm asking. And in the printout I got from my last visit, even though he clearly felt scornful about what I was choosing for myself, which I'm the one that pays and I'm the one that experiences the consequences, so I figure that really is within my own realm and I'm attempting to be clear and open with him. On the printout that I got from the visit, he did mention there that he still would like me to inform him of the things that I'm trying. And it's hard for me to justify that. I mean, maybe I should just walk away, but is there some other alternative or just a suggestion that might make the path a little easier for me to follow and respect the fact that he does have a degree he worked hard for and he has a license that he's as vulnerable to losing as any other physician? Any suggestions are welcome.
I wish I had some, ma'am, but I have.
And if you don't, that's understandable.
I'm sorry. I've given people research papers that prove the point to take to their doctors, and what I'm told is that most of the time they're ignored. So, anyway, I'm sorry, ma'am.
And if I were under threat of losing my license, I might do the same. I can't really fault him for that. But
I'm sorry.
Well, you've been a great. Sometimes it's a help to know there is no path made, and I need to make my own path. So that's helpful, too. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.